A Novel in Nine Letters, written by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Chapter 1. From Pyotr Ivanich to Ivan Petrovich. Dear sir, and most precious friend, Ivan Petrovich, for the last 2 days I have been, I may say, in pursuit of you, my friend, having to talk over most urgent business with you, and I cannot come across you anywhere. Yesterday, while we were at Semyon Alexeyitch's, my wife made a very good joke about you, saying that Tatyana Petrovna and you were a pair of birds always on the wing. You have not been married 3 months, and you already neglect your domestic hearth. We all laughed heartily, from our genuine kindly feeling for you, of course. But joking apart, my precious friend, you have given me a lot of trouble. Semyon Alexeyitch said to me that you might be going to the ball at the Social Unions Club. Leaving my wife with Semyon Alexeyitch's good lady, I flew off to the Social Union. It was funny and tragic. Fancy my position, me at the ball, and alone, without my wife. Ivan Andreyitch meeting me in the porter's lodge and seeing me alone at once concluded, the rascal, that I had a passion for dances, and, taking me by the arm, wanted to drag me off by force to a dancing class, saying that it was too crowded at the Social Union, and that an ardent spirit had not room to turn, and that his head ached from the patchouli and mignonette. I found neither you nor Tatyana Petrovna. Ivan Andreyitch vowed and declared that you would be at Woe from Wit at the Alexandrinsky Theatre. I flew off to the Alexandrinsky Theatre. You were not there either. This morning I expected to find you at Chistoganov's. No sign of you there. Chistoganov sent to the Perepalkins. The same thing there. In fact, I am quite worn out. You can judge how much trouble I have taken. Now I am writing to you. There is nothing else I can do. My business is by no means a literary one. You understand me? It would be better to meet face to face. It is extremely necessary to discuss something with you, and as quickly as possible. And so I beg you to come to us today with Tatyana Petrovna to tea and for a chat in the evening. My Anna Mikhailovna will be extremely pleased to see you. You will truly, as they say, oblige me to my dying day. By the way, my precious friend, since I have taken up my pen, I'll go into all I have against you. I have a slight complaint I must make. In fact, I must reproach you, my worthy friend, for an apparently very innocent little trick which you have played at my expense. You are a rascal, a man without conscience. About the middle of last month, you brought into my house an acquaintance of yours, Yevgeny Nikolaitch. You vouched for him by your friendly and, for me, of course, sacred recommendation. I rejoiced at the opportunity of receiving the young man with open arms, and when I did so, I put my head in a noose. A noose it hardly is, but it has turned out a pretty business. I have not time now to explain, and indeed it is an awkward thing to do in writing, only a very humble request to you, my malicious friend. Could you not somehow very delicately, in passing, drop a hint into the young man's ear that there are a great many houses in the metropolis besides ours? It's more than I can stand, my dear fellow. We fall at your feet, as our friend Semyonovitch says. I will tell you all about it when we meet. I don't mean to say that the young man has sinned against good manners, or is lacking in spiritual qualities, or is not up to the mark in some other way. On the contrary, he is an amiable and pleasant fellow. But wait, we shall meet. Meanwhile, if you see him, for goodness sake, whisper a hint to him, my good friend. I would do it myself, but you know what I am, I simply can't. And that's all about it. You introduced him, but I will explain myself more fully this evening anyway. Now, goodbye. I remain, etc. P.S. My little boy has been ailing for the last week, and gets worse and worse every day. He is cutting his poor little teeth. My wife is nursing him all the time and is depressed, poor thing. Be sure to come. You will give us real pleasure, my precious friend.